Morning, it's a morning digestion for, Wednesday, March 13th. Remind you that this is the free part that you get just by going on johngibson.com. If you want the podcast, and I hope you do, which I post later in the afternoon, that's the subscription model. The subscription right now is $3.50 a month, which is super, super cheap. And I hope you go to johngibson.com and subscribe. So let me tell you, this is a weird, weird news day. Trump hardly even makes the news. It literally is, there's something, well, as it regards Trump. The impeachers are upset that Nancy is letting him off the hook. And a warning that maybe that will, let future presidents off the hook, too. That's in the New York Times. The Washington Post reports that Trump is glad that Nancy says no to impeachment, but they make a point of saying he ignored her view that he's unfit for office. Lisa Page testimony released, that's in the Washington Post. In it, she admits that... this was before a House committee, I think. In it, she admits that the DOJ ordered the FBI to not charge Hillary Clinton with a crime. Mueller sentencing today for Manafort. He probably is going to get 10 years in addition to the 4 years he got before. That's in the Wall Street Journal. And I also have that under Mueller. I have that Lisa Page story in Fox News Politics. Washington Post saying Biden and Beto would give the Democratic field a shot of centrism. In media, the Washington Post is still trying to get Tucker Carlson fired. And The Hill reports that advertisers have bailed on Tucker and Jeanine. I looked at the list. It's not a very impressive list. Okay, here's the big story of the day. Everybody's crazed about this. I put it under the heading Rich People. The college admissions scandal, this is in the New York Times. What was happening was there was a guy named Rick Singer who was taking money from rich people and then bribing like college coaches and bribing and paying for so-called proctors to sit in and review the SAT examinations and the ACT examinations of students, correct their answers before they were turned in. And by this method of paying thousands, hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of dollars, rich people were getting their kids into name brand schools. Now, this happens legally when, rich people donate, money for a building or something like that. But this was, according to the FBI, just plain fraud and illegal activity and cheating. So the Washington Post version of this, shocking news that big-name colleges are corrupt. New York Times, the stars got caught. Felicity Huffman, who's married to William H. Macy, and Lori Loughlin, who's in something, I don't even know what. Some of these are real housewives of Beverly Hills and that sort of thing. They don't seem like they're huge stars, although William H. Macy is. But this Loughlin woman is married to a designer, a clothes designer, I guess that's what he is. Anyway. He had to sign a $1 million bond this morning to be released. Felicity Huffman was arrested at Beverly Hills home at 5 a.m., Paul Manafort style. Lori Loughlin's out of town. She'll be turning herself in later. New York Post, Obama's tennis coach took $2.7 million in bribes to falsely... falsely claim that, certain kids of certain rich people who were paying him money were star tennis players to help him get into name brand schools. One of the New York Post, one of the moms caught up in this, wrote a book on how to get out of sticky situations. She's going to need that. The Washington Post has a profile of the mastermind of this scheme, Rick Singer. New York Post, a beverage big shot, got nailed in this, bribing his kid into school. The New York Times Post points out there are legal ways to game the system, too, all of it involving money, paying big money to schools. And then the New York Times has a profile of one of the girls who got in on daddy's dirty money. And, you know, she wanted to go to USC, wanted to be part of college life, wanted to go to parties, wanted to go to games. She said the actual classes, you know, she's not that interested in. The Washington Post has a profile of the smart guy who was the one taking the tests for the kids. The New York Times has a list of those who have been charged. It's pretty long. San Francisco Gate has a piece on how Stanford was involved. The sailing coach there was taking bribes. So that story is that's just taken over the news today. And I guess it's a pretty good story because it is about, you know, rich people who don't care about $55,000 a year tuition and gladly pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to get their unqualified kids into these schools and essentially stealing a spot from somebody who actually worked hard and it was a good student. Obama News, the Washington Post says Obama failed to confront the fentanyl crisis. It's odd that they would do that kind of story, but they did. Flying, bad reports on the 737 MAX 8. The FAA is not grounding the plane. That's in the Washington Post, but the New York Times has a story that there are five reports of pilots in the United States flying U.S. routes have complained about the plane. The initial reports were in the Dallas Morning News. They're the ones who got them. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, the light bulb revolution in the New York Times. This is a pet peeve of mine. Every couple of years, they're inventing a new light bulb to take the place of incandescent light bulbs, which I love, but are almost illegal now. I've been through those curly fluorescent ones, and now I'm on to these, the newest version. It just annoys the crap out of me. And the New York Times and the Washington Post did this. It's kind of a surprise. I told you yesterday, if you were listening to the podcast, about the passing of the great drummer Hal Blaine, who was a session drummer in Los Angeles and played on, you know, I think 40 number one hits and just countless other things. So the New York Times spotlight 12 essential Hal Blaine recordings, two of which I played yesterday as an intro to the podcast and then going out. Hal Blaine was just a great character. He was 90 years old when he died. I'm only telling you this because, geez, you know, the New York Times woke up and spotted something on the West Coast that was important. That's pretty much it. We're going to have a lot about the rich parents bribing their kids into major schools in the podcast today, so you probably don't want to miss that. And we'll have something on the Manafort hearing. Jake's in the courtroom, so he can't call. But Manafort's about to be sentenced. Anyway, see you in the podcast. I post it about 3 o'clock Eastern, between 3 and 4. It's usually in the 30 to 35-minute range. That's not bad for a drive-home podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.